Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, where Sean Connery's voice is never done quite correctly. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You want to reach the show? Send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle.
Punch the keys, for God's sake!
He does him better than I do him. He does him better than I do. So there goes Ohio State Ron pointing at his glass for Cleveland Browns because Cleveland is playing Detroit. Do you think there's any rivalries going on here at the station?
Hey, Dave, I have a question.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where's Cleveland in baseball right now?
That was mean. They're playing softball. That's what they're doing. This segment brought to you by Brian Holland and Zero Res, who, by the way, I got to meet Brian's wife yesterday at the Pest Appreciation Lunch. Terrific. She's a great lady. So I was very excited. Let's talk about Zero Res real quickly. They use scientifically proven empowered water. Let me say that's the first time I've said those four words together without flubbing. Every day this week I flubbed it. I don't know. Some weeks are better than others. Let's see. The carpet, when they do the carpet, it's pretty simple. It dries quickly. Here's the thing. It's green, where it's safe for pets, safe for kids, safe for allergy sufferers. The techs are prompt, polite, professional. Yeah. All that's great. It works. That's all I care about. What I care about is they come, they do the carpet, they leave. It looks great. Now, that happens all the time. I want to know in a week from then, is it going to look great? That's what I want to know. I don't want to know there. And so all you got to do, you call 858-486-4100, 858-486-4100. They got the $129 special going on for the three rooms, plus they got the hallway thingy going. But just give them a call. It's pretty simple, 858-486-4100. And remember this, they give you a 30-day, gotta love it, money-back guarantee. That's it. And so I was talking to Ms. Holland, and it was really funny because I said, oh, so they came and they did the carpet and they left and it was perfect. And she's like, oh, that's fantastic. And I'm like, and now it's like 8 weeks. You know, now we've moved out. So now the new people are moving in. And so now, but we left them a carpet nicer than when I moved in. I don't think it's supposed to work that way, is it? Oh,
hey, but the question of the hour is, can Zero Res clean up the mess that the Dodgers are going to do with the St. Louis Cardinals? That's the question.
That's a big question right there. And, you know, I'll tell you something we absolutely blew yesterday at the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. You want to know what we blew? We blew it. You had all those pastors, all those ministers, all those people of faith all in the room, yeah. Right? And then, unfortunately, because I was just giving away grand prizes worth $10,000.
Oh, that's it? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I didn't get to say to all of them, if we could just take a moment right now and pray for the San Diego Chargers.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I mean, it was right there. But I didn't have time. That and Professor X said, hurry up. Those two things combined. That seemed to be a killer right there. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's cover this, and I want to cover this. Now, I read this letter in the last hour. I'm going to read it again. You didn't get a chance to hear it because you didn't get to come on till a little bit later.
Dear John letter?
No, it's a letter from Mary Jane, who's a listener.
Oh.
And so I want to read this because I'm going to do this DDD and then kind of share as this letter combines with it. It's funny because I wrote this DDD. She wrote this email today, right? So you can't – or yesterday, was today or yesterday? No, she wrote it today at 10 o'clock. It's about, I got in a little later because I was running, don't even ask why, I was just running late. And I had just written out a DDD outline, and it has to do exactly with what this is.
Nice.
How funny is that, right? That's one of those God things. I mean, you can't, you know, it's not, oh, that's coincidence. Hey, I met Jesus. I didn't meet coincidence, but I did meet Jesus, and he saved me from my sins. Okay, here we go. Matthew chapter 23, verses 8 through 11. I know that my producer is like furiously writing down because I didn't get many of these things ahead of time. I rarely do anyway, so that doesn't matter. Here's what it says, Matthew chapter 23, verses 8 through 11. Listen to this, okay? I'm gonna get you, so listen to this. But as for you, do not be called rabbi, because you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. Do not call anyone on earth your father, because you have one father who is in heaven. And do not be called masters either, because you have one master, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. Now you think, well, what does that got to do with anything? Let's just slowly I turn. Listen to this. Jesus says, for don't call anybody rabbi, because you have one teacher. We have one master, one rabbi, one teacher that's above all. I've heard this said many times. Oh, this person's a leader here. This person's a leader there. No matter what any person is on the planet, they are at best a sub shepherd, because there is one shepherd. And every other shepherd is a sub shepherd, okay, to the real one shepherd. And you think, well, why would you say that? What's important about that? It's really important to understand why. And I'm going to connect this letter to this this whole teaching. If just give me a second. There's one master, one rabbi, one teacher, one shepherd. Why is that? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29 says that no flesh should glory in his presence. You know why? There's one master, one rabbi, one teacher. It's the same reason you will always remember this. There's one superstar in heaven, and you and I ain't it. It's Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. And this is about him and honoring him. And I'll tell you, Tullian, that gentleman who was Billy Graham's grandson, yeah, I'm going to replay that interview next week. Let me just tell you something right now. He had it right. It's about the Redeemer. Doing the redeeming for the redeemed. It's about the Redeemer doing the redeeming for the redeemed. I mean, is that great? That's just great stuff. No flesh should glory in his presence. We all yield. We all yield. And the second thing Jesus said, which is something, how somehow it escapes us. But as for you, do not be called rabbi, because you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. Now, who is he talking to when he said that? At the minimum, he's talking to the 12 disciples. Did you consider the 12 disciples? There were three sets of brothers, actually, that were in there. And two of those sets of brothers were business partners, if you didn't know that. But the other part about that is you've got 12 people, and they're all different. I mean, Peter was not like James and John, and James and John was not like Andrew, and Andrew was not like Bartholomew. I mean, just follow that. And here's what Jesus said. Well, you're all brothers. You're all together in this. You're all together one in this. Psalm 119, verse 63. I am a companion to all who fear you. And it's like, wow. You mean we should be caring and unified in that sense? Yeah. And when we're going to break, we come back. I'm going to do a part two to this that's going to blow your mind. But let me read this letter. Let me read this letter from Mary Jane. Now, Robo producer, I know you got slammed. I just want you to hear the letter, because this is just going to be one of those things that you're going to go, what? This is great stuff. This is from Mary Jane. I read it the first hour. I'm reading it the second hour. It says this. Hi, David. Thanks for your show. Now, that right there would have been good enough for me. Thanks for your show. Okay. But then she goes, my husband and I have been saved for 30 plus years. And have been through the charismatic Pentecostal and Baptist church where we have remained. We used to be zealous for the non-essential doctrines. After all, we had the right Bible, the right spirit, the right church, blah, blah, blah. Where was the fruit of the spirit in all this? Pride instead of meekness, contentions instead of self-control, factions instead of unity in Christ. Sounds like the works of the flesh to me. And we suffered for it. Nobody can be argued into your point of view. It just turns them off. Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them. I wish I had learned that a long time ago. Thanks for getting the message out. Why I bring that back into play is because, one, no flesh glories in his presence, because there's one master, one rabbi, one teacher. And number two, our very own master, our very own rabbi said, you're brothers. Now, he didn't say the 12 of you are exactly the same. You think the same. You walk the same. You act the same. That's absolutely not true. But he did say, you're all brothers. And the psalm does say, I'm a companion to all that fear you. And then this is the third part of that passage that I want to talk about. In verse 11, he says, the greatest among you will be your servant. And I just want to say, the best leaders in the church and in the government, and anywhere, in anything, the best leaders are the best servants. The best leaders are the people that lead through serving. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So what we got to do in the leadership process is stop putting leaders on pedestals. Presidents, kings, it doesn't matter. The best leaders among us are those that serve. Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, came to serve. Can anybody argue with that? Can you argue that the call is one of humility and not pride and arrogance? You cannot argue it because there is no defense. You get me? Okay. Take a break right now and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to look at part two of this, and it's going to shake you.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
As a member of the military, your commitment to the nation is proven. Let National University prove its commitment to you. Visit succeed.nu.edu.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.375% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 3.375%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinanced in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 3.375%. 15-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway with 20 years of experience. Now, how long is 20 years? It's 2 decades, if you didn't figure that out. 20 or 2 decades, and it's over, by the way, 20 years. Active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, and testimonials for people who are Christians and non-Christians who are just like you and me, who want to know the person working on their roof is reliable. And here's the thing about that. I was talking to my brother the other day, and he's having a hard time. This is for real. He's having a hard time finding a mechanic. Now, he lives in Phoenix, Arizona, so I can understand that. But he's not having a hard time finding a mechanic. He's having a hard time finding one he can trust. And that becomes the issue. The issue is a matter of trust. Yes, that is the Billy Joel song. The bottom line for Excalibur is it's run by Eric Holloway. And Eric Holloway is a reliable, trustworthy person. If you heard what he shared on the air and you heard some of his testimony and you caught the spirit that he had communicating and his walk and his recognition of, you know, he's been justified, now he's being sanctified. Always a fun process, isn't it? And then he's eventually going to be glorified. I mean, you get it. You get what's going on. Solid guy trying to do a good business with a solid and righteous spirit. The bottom line, they do new roof construction, old roof replacements. They do repairs. Whatever it is, they're going to take care of you. They're not going to cookie cutter your job. Your roof, whatever it is, they'll approach it as an individual, freshly new approach to whatever it needs. And that's the thing. You're not even sure what it needs. That's why they do the free estimates. So you can find out, hey, is this what? Do I need this? Do I need this? That's how you got to do it. Now, there's a couple ways to get a hold of me. First of all, you obviously, ExcaliburRoofing.com. ExcaliburRoofing.com. I don't know. Did I say that right? ExcaliburRoofing.com. I can't say any different. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. And what I will tell you above all this stuff, because we always do reads for our different clients, because we talk to them, we know them, we interview them. Okay, because our three major clients have all sat in this studio for 30 minutes, and that matters. Or 20 minutes, I'm sorry. But that matters, because that's a long time. Eric Holloway is absolutely somebody you can trust. Even if you're not sure, you know you got the rainy season coming. You saw what happened just the other day. Make sure your roof is set. If you have any issues, call Eric at Excalibur Roofing, 760-743-8803. Okay? Okay, 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 okay. What's happening? What? Am I on? Am I live?
You're on. You're live. It's the David Spoon Experience, 12:10 a.m. KPRZ. Now back to David.
Okay. I got to do – what's my time? I have no idea. I'm so far off today.
Your time is you have about 2 minutes to do your thing.
Oh, I can't do it in 2 minutes, and then I'll tell you this. It's World Egg Day. Does that matter?
World Egg Day.
I don't know what that means.
Stop yoking around.
I know. Oh, that's just a terrible yoke. Because they're terrible, right? That's bad. Here's the other thing it is. Now, you can explain. Somebody's got to explain this to me. This is absolutely in the almanac.
You're gonna scramble my brains?
This could be. If they were sunny side up, it'd be easy. It's also Take Your Teddy Bear to Work Day.
Oops.
Now, hold on. Hold on. Stop. How can it be Take Your Teddy Bear to Work Day? So all the adults have teddy bears?
That's a
little strange? Okay. On this date, 1939, a letter from Albert Einstein was delivered to President Franklin D. Roosevelt concerning the possibility of atomic weapons.
Ooh. So in place, really quick, in place of a teddy bear, can it be take your favorite action figure superhero to work day?
Only if it's an egg. Apparently. Also today, Space Shuttle Challenger astronaut Catherine Sullivan became the first American woman to walk into space, because you can't really count some of the Russians because they weren't sure. Woman? Man? I don't know. Who can tell you? Apollo 7 was launched. You thought that was funny. Don't lie. Also, today was to be the, 75, in 1975, and this day, Saturday Night Live aired for the first time. Interesting. And then you won't believe it, but on the same day that Saturday Night Live, this is not a joke, the same exact day that Saturday Night Live aired for the first time, it was on the air for the first time, William Jefferson Clinton and Hillary Rodham tied the knot in Fayetteville.
I got to tell you, David, I do not know what you mean by tied the knot.
Well, first of all, tie, because yeah, I don't know what this, when he says, I don't know what the means the or this means this. But I will tell you this. It's no coincidence that Saturday Night Live aired for the first time on the very wedding night of Bill and Hillary Clinton. That's all I can say. It's just no coincidence whatsoever. I want to see what person made that connection in the media.
Hey, while we're on the topic of entertainment, really, really quickly. So I was flipping through the evening channels the other night, and is the Arsenio Hall show back on? Because it said the Arsenio Hall show.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Yep, he's back on.
Wow.
He is.
A flashback to the 80s, man.
Yeah, don't underestimate the power of the Donald, no matter what they tell you. Okay, we got to take a break, come back. We got so much stuff to do, I don't even have time to do it all. How about that? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, more fun for everyone.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, Robo Producer, I forgot to do the weather, and I forgot to do the traffic. So let me tell you, this segment is brought to you by E-Cola. Do you like that? That was a great way to do that. Do you like the way I did that? E-Cola, termite, and pest control. That's how I just mentioned it, and then just That's funny. All right, E-Cola, termite. That was funny.
I think there's a bug in your show.
See, then Sue will they'll handle it. E-Cola Termite and Pest Control, here's the deal. Our very own Sue Freeze, who has a show on Saturdays at 4 p.m., inspirational show, by the way. She's also known as the Termite Lady. Da, 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 da. And by her own son went through chronic asthmatic symptoms, due in part to chemicals in the home. And so what she did, she got in the business and said, we're going to do it right. So E-Cola uses microwave, electrogun, and patented E-Cola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We told you this before. 30 years. They're in their 30-year anniversary. That's a long time. Because of that 30-year anniversary, it's $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control when you call them. And you got to call them today. 1-800-332-BUGS. 1-800-332-BUGS. Or you can go to ecolatermite.com. That's E-C-O-L-A, termite. .com 1-800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. If you've got a problem with bugs, I promise you, if Sue's company will handle the issue. Thank you. They will take care of it. Thank you. Okay. Okay, let's see what are some of the other things that we're doing. What are the other things
I think we're taking a caller.
We got a caller? Oh,
yeah, Jeff's got a couple of cool questions for you.
Cool questions?
Cool questions.
We're talking about pools and...
No, not pool. Cool.
Oh, okay. Okay, fire away. Jeff, are you there?
Hi, David. It's Jeff.
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. I have two questions for you. One is, if Jesus is our teacher and he's the only one that's our teacher, what do we call our pastor? Is he a teacher to us, or is he a guide, or what?
Great question. What's your say? That's question number one. I got you on that one. And then number two.
Okay, and number two, can we have fun at Halloween? Like, can we go to the church's Hallelujah party, or Disneyland's Mickey Halloween party?
Okay, okay.
Is that a sin, or can we do that?
Got it. Okay, ready? All right, so you want to, I'll take them, I'll give you the answers off air, but then you tell me if it's not helpful, then or you can stay on air either way. I mean, one way or another. On the teacher thing, there's something called, there's in Scripture, there's a thing where Scripture talks about a hyperbole and when things are talked about, like, excessively. So, for example, when it says, if you're going to give, don't let your right hand see what your left hand is doing. Remember that passage where he says that? Don't let, when you're giving, yeah. Don't let, okay. Now, Jesus isn't being, it's not like your hand sees what your hand is doing. You know what I mean? But the speech, the point is obviously pretty strong. However, there are some people that are more literal in its application, and they call their elders, they call them elders, or they call them brothers. Some people will not call anybody a teacher because of how it's spoken, but I'm confident that when Jesus is saying that from the teacher, master, messiah, savior, shepherd point of view, he's really talking about the master shepherd, the master teacher, the master of all, the messiah. So I think you can get quickly legalistic in it where you can go, oh, I can't say the word teacher. Or I can't say the word pastor, when I think that you're missing, not you, but people are missing the point of what's being said. And the point is, there's a certain amount of respect that we give to one another, and there's a certain structure that is given in the church, but never forget that the structure that's due Christ is so far above what we can give any person. It's the difference between, in order to love Jesus, you have to hate your mother, hate your father. It's that differential. It's that space between. It's so far apart, there's nothing that can possibly connect it. Does that make sense? Well,
yes, that makes sense. That's okay. Why we call him Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings.
Correct. So he's so far above. So when Jesus said, you love me, you got to hate your mother, you got to hate your brother, he's not telling you to go out and hate. It's just in comparison to, priority-wise, Jesus is far and above all. Period. There's no other room. Now, on the Halloween one, it's a good one because a lot of churches have what they call harvest festivals. They call them harvest festivals. And some Christians are very adamant about, you know, you can't celebrate Halloween because it's about a pagan holiday. There's other Christians that are just as adamant about Christmas, that you can't celebrate Christmas because they believe the tree comes from a passage in Amos about putting gifts and decorating pieces of wood and so on and so forth. So my response to that, my most direct response to that is this. The Bible's very clear about what is a non-essential. This is a non-essential. Okay, an essential is faith in Christ. Jesus is Lord. He died for our sins. This is a decision each individual Christian has to make. I do not support dark theme Halloweens. I don't support it because I don't think it's healthy. But for a Christian to participate in candy and trick-or-treating part, I don't have this big, huge problem that everybody else, not everybody, that a lot of people have. Unless it's just dark themed, then I have a problem. From a kid's point of view, and I went trick-or-treating, you know, 15 times, 14 times, I was getting free candy. I mean, this was not something spiritual. I was getting free candy. I had a pillowcase. I loved it. For a church to do a harvest, which is the same mentality, but making it good themed, I have zero problem with that. I can't really understand why anybody would have a problem with that. It would be awesome if the church would do a holiday every weekend like that for the kids and the parents and everybody to get together, if they could. So for me, it's more that dark theme purpose and what you're doing. The Bible says, blessed is a man who does not condemn himself and what he allows. So I think that's going to be the ultimate judge in this non-essential. Is it condemning for you in your conscience or not? Does that make
sense?
So
I can go ahead and dress up and go and...
Well, if you dressed up...
I'm okay.
If you dress up as Elijah, is that bad?
No.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, thank you.
You got it, buddy.
Okay, bye.
See you later. See, now I know there's some people are going to go, no, but it stems from this. It stems from this. Hey, watch this. Everything you do has got, even though you're redeemed by the blood of Jesus, everything that man puts together, admit it, it's got sin somewhere in it. Are you going to tell me the people in your church don't have sin? Oh, my goodness. You're going to church in heaven then. That's cool, because you're not going to church on earth, because on earth there's sin. Doesn't matter. And I like Jeff asks those good questions, because people are afraid. Like, well, oh, no, but it's Halloween. It's Halloween. Well, okay, call it a harvest fest and go and have little carnivals and give kids candy. The part I like about it is kids get candy. What's wrong with that? And besides, my kids are grown. So if your kids get candy and they get a sugar rush, it's not my problem. It's your problem.
Can adults get candy?
Well, I always did.
I still do. I dress up every year.
I mean, it just depends on what you dress. I mean, I don't have a problem. If you dress now, should I dress up as like a demon? No, I don't like that dark theme stuff.
Maybe it'll be David Spoon.
What, are you going to get a big spoon and put it on your head?
Works for me.
Okay. So I think if you go and you keep it right, but... if a person or a Christian is like, no, that breaches my conscience, then don't do it. I mean, but if you allow it and you are condemned by it, you shouldn't do it. That's really what it is. You'd be mastered by nothing, okay, because you've been set free in Christ. But you walk it the way you know you should walk it. I think those are good questions. What do you think?
No, I think that's actually a very good question. Actually, I've wondered about that for years, and I thought your answer was very good. I take... Even if you call it a holiday, I think it's a fun time. It's all about what you make it and about personally how spiritual you make it. And if it's just clean fun, I don't see any harm in it.
You know, I was at a church one time and they actually asked me to help coordinate it. So you know what I did besides all these fun carnival games?
What'd you do?
Bible trivia for candy. You know, it was all about teaching scripture. I just used it as an opportunity to promote the kingdom.
Cool.
I mean, well, there's nothing wrong with that. And the kids dressed up, 50% of them were angels. So that's the only problem with that is it looks a little dull. You need like a Roy Rogers in there or something, because it's like all angels, really? You know, now if they had dressed up like a Detroit Tiger, I wouldn't have said anything.
A few years ago, I was Jack from Jack in the Box. And I debated going into the restaurant.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, if you would have went in with the suit and then the top thing.
I thought about it.
You could have gotten like a free taco.
I thought about it.
Okay. I know there's going to be people that disagree, and I understand that. I get that, okay? You know what? You got to make this. See, that's a perfect example of a non-essential. Is that important, or that Jesus Christ died on the cross, he was buried, 3 days later he rose again, and he's coming back? That's an essential. What's that, Halloween? That's a decision. That's very, very different. Got that? Good. Okay, we got to take a break. I'm never going to get through this stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I'm kind of hoping to get to this DDD, but if I don't, we'll see. I'm going to try.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call
call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
I can't figure out Jerry Brown. Which man is really the governor of California? The Jerry Brown who signed several bills allowing people in the state illegally to get driver's licenses and even practice law? And those bills, along with others, actually are the law because Jerry signed them. Or is it Governor Jerry who on Monday vetoed letting non-citizens serve on juries? He said this, quote, "Jury service, like voting, is quintessentially a prerogative and responsibility of citizenship. But driving and practicing law in the state, apparently not so much." Now, one of the Governor Browns has deviated from the left's old line about how abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. He signed into law Assemblymember Tony Atkins' bill allowing non-doctors to do abortions. So now it's legal for nurse practitioners and other non-physicians to do abortions in the first trimester of pregnancy. Legal? Yes, it is. So says Governor Moonbeam. He signed the law. Safe? Time will tell. It's not good medicine. So what's next? Getting the procedure done at the DMV or the post office? You know, at this point, nothing surprises me in this state. But you and I have the power to let Sacramento know when it's time to stop the madness. And, oh, by the way, it is time. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fixed at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon 14, helium, argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Joey, there's a Nikola truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Nikola. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at Nikola, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like Nikola Heat, Electric Gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that Nikola man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
Nikola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly and mother-approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Sorry, Is this Dodger home run music? I don't know. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, IA. There's a lot of people that are thinking, did he just talk about Halloween? Really? Did you ask that question? Did I talk about Halloween? Of course I talk about Halloween. Isn't that a part of things? And I thought that Jeff's question was spot on, that he asked the questions in the first place. Good job, Jeff. Taking it to the next level, asking the questions that need to be asked. Okay, I want to do this DDD because it's a connection to everything, and then we're going to take a break right after that and come back, and then we've got a major blitz that's going to happen. So here's how it goes. Matthew chapter 24, verse 8 through 11. Then they will hand you over for persecution, and they will kill you. That doesn't sound good. You will be hated by all nations because of my name. Then many will take offense, betray one another, and hate one another. I know you're thinking right now, wait a minute, this is a DDD? Like, yes. It's not too hard to see the level of persecution towards the church is rising, isn't it? Is it that hard? Listen to what Jesus said. Then they'll hand you over for persecution. They will kill you. You will be hated by all nations because of my name. And then many will take offense and betray one another and hate one another. So you see this rise in persecution already taking place. If you're a Christian for more than like 10 years, you know, it's been rising steadily, steadily, steadily. Less room for Christian faith. Plenty of room for Muslim faith. Less room for Christian faith. Why? Here's my whole thing for you. Ready? This, I really want to say this. This ties into Mary Jane's letter, the whole thing. Is it because of doctrinal differences that the level of persecution towards the church is rising? Can I please respond? I would like everybody to listen to what I'm about to say. Like, the world and those persecuting the church care about our doctrinal differences. Give me a break. You don't understand, Dave. The eschatological point of view here for the end times is dispensationalism. You think the guy who's pulling the trigger and shooting Christians goes, hey, do you believe in pre, mid, or post? Hey, do you believe in amillennialism or postmillennialism? Because I don't want to shoot you if you're an amillennialist, but I'll shoot you if you're premillennialist. The people that are persecuting the church don't care. They don't care about doctrinal differences. What did Jesus say? This is the part that drives me nuts. What did Jesus say? He said, you'll be hated by all nations because of my name. It's not even because of our doctrinal positions. It's hardly even because of us. It's because of Jesus. Now, the only thing I would like to take away from this is understanding it's not about us. It's about Jesus. If anybody thinks that it's because of their doctrinal distinctions and not because of Jesus that there's persecution, then that group or those people or that person is narcissistic. That's ridiculous. People, we're going to be persecuted because of Jesus. It's so funny. You can talk about God all day long in these general overall terms, and as soon as you narrow it down and say Jesus, everybody jumps up like, arr, arr. Don't kid yourself. This is about Jesus Christ and about the decision that people have to make. And we'll have doctrinal differences, but they won't shoot anybody who's more Calvinistic than Arminianistic. It's ridiculous. They'll go, you attached to Jesus? Yes. That's what they're going to do. You got to catch that, man. Those are the important truths that the church really needs to hang on to. Okay, we're going to take a break early. Okay, we're going to do that early and then come back. And then we're going to have, oh, we got something really cool. Besides the fact that I don't want you to forget, I'm going to Israel. We're going to talk about that when I first get back. But then Robo Producer and I are going to have a little give and take. Uh-oh. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. Don't you miss it.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Musicians, now through Monday, save big at Guitar Center's Labor Day savings events. Deal 60, 70, over 80% off retail. Massive savings throughout the store. Like Ibanez Acoustics or Epiphone Electrics, your choice, $89. Guitar wall hangers or stands, 2 for $10. AKG vocal mics, just $19. Plus additional markdowns on hundreds of items, from floor models to open box, ding and dents to closeouts. It's all priced to move. Guitar Center's Labor Day weekend savings events, now through Monday. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. With me is top real estate broker and short sale specialist, Vince Scuncio. So, Vince, what is a short sale?
A short sale is when a homeowner sells their home for less than what is owed to the bank.
Are there benefits to a short sale?
The main benefit is avoiding foreclosure and eliminating your debt obligations while reducing the long-term damage to their credit.
How about disadvantages?
Deciding upon a short sale is one of the most complex legal decisions a person may ever make. And as you know, Sean, most people rely on unqualified real estate agents to get their legal advice.
You know, you're right, Vince. I see it all the time. People coming in with major legal issues that could have been avoided had they spoken to us first. And that's why right now we are going to offer all KPRZ listeners a free attorney consultation. If you're considering a short sale, you owe it to yourself to call Doan now. If you have a loan, call Doan, 760-746-4476. Again, 760-746-4476, or visit us at doanlaw.com.
Have you ever used the excuse, the devil made me do it? Well, you may be right. I'm Screwtape, demon extraordinaire and star of the Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular stage adaptation of the best-selling novel by C.S. Lewis. In it, I teach young Wormwood the art of temptation, a wickedly witty portrait of spiritual warfare and how demons like me influence your everyday life. But don't take my word for it. After all, why should you trust me? The Associated Press calls C.S. Lewis the Screwtape Letters devilishly funny. Lewis's insights still resonate. Christianity Today says it's a profound experience, and the National Review calls it pure genius. See C.S. Lewis the Screwtape Letters. Get your tickets today.
San Diego Mission Team presents Save Our Students, a free annual summit with keynote speaker Sean McDowell for pastors and youth workers at Point Loma Nazarene University on Saturday, October 12th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pastors and youth workers are going to be equipped with needed tools to help youth in coping with trauma in our community. Sean McDowell is a co-author of More Than a Carpenter with his father, Josh McDowell. To learn more about other speakers at the free annual summit, Save Our Students, visit kprz.com.
Hey, this is Jeff Bramstead, former Navy SEAL and founder of lifeofvalor.com. If you're a man in San Diego, I'd like to invite you, your friends, and your sons to the Life of Valor Men's Conference. It's all happening Saturday, November 2nd at 9 a.m. at The Rock Church. I'll be hosting the conference with special guest speakers, pastors Miles McPherson, Sergio De La Mora, Leanne Matesius, J.P. Jones, and comedian Brad Stein. Plus, we'll have musical performances by Israel Houghton and Cutlass. Tickets and more info available at lifeofvalor.com or visit us on Facebook.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. If you want to reach the show and complain, send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. You want to go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment? Do so. If you want to, it's up to you. And then also go to Twitter and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yesterday at the press, at the Prasters,
I should slow down. Dave's going to walk right by this window, Professor X. And just as I'm getting real hype around a point, he's going to put his hands out like, slow down.
You're the man now, dog.
Slow down now. Okay. So while I was at the Pastor's Appreciation Luncheon, I had a chance to meet with Reuven, who we had interviewed probably, I think it was like 6 weeks ago. And Reuven is the owner of the tour group that's taking everybody. I mean, he's the man behind Experience Israel. And he's the guy that, man, I'm telling you right now, you meet with this guy and for 5 minutes, he actually owns Genesis Tours. And you meet with this guy for 5 minutes, you'll go, I'm going to Israel.
I'm not kidding. He's so good. He's so good that we're going to have him on a lot more. Here's the deal. And I know it's a year away, but we're going to Israel. And there's a website called Salem Go Israel. Okay? Salem Go Israel. And it's $3,800. They do payments. The whole thing is all inclusive. 4- and 5-star hotels, guides, drivers, air conditioning, all that stuff. That's all great. Forget that. There's three things that he brought up, and I just want to say them, and then we'll move on. One, he was talking about the whole experience, the uniqueness of their company. They're the only ones, get this, the only ones that have been involved with, I mean, every nation to take other nations, people that save up for 10 years, 15 years, to take all the different nations on tours, including that small little city with the guy that's got the hat, okay? That's number one. I mean, everybody. That's exclusive. Number two, he talks about the safety. The safety is they know every route. They've done it for 21 years. They've never had an issue. They've done thousands and thousands right in the middle of the skirmishes. That's how good they are. And then number three, we're talking about the money. He goes, you can do it for $2,800 in other places, but it will not be the places that he will take you, because this is a very devoted Christian who's lived in Israel all his life, who knows the secret places. And that is what's cool. Salem Go Israel, $3,800. That's what you want to do. If you want more information, you can call the station and ask. We'll be glad to give you that information, okay? All right, good. All right.
So I say D. I say D-O. D-O-D. D-O-D-G. D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 O. I say O-M.
You really like this, O-M-A. Don't you?
This is good music, David.
O-M-A-L-M. Did you produce this?
Oh, I wish. No way.
Okay.
Let's just talk a little bit, have a little bit of fun. Everybody relax. Everybody take a deep breath. Dave talked about Halloween. Relax. Okay? Take a deep breath. I would not tell you to take a Prozac, but I would tell you to sit down and breathe slowly. Okay, good. Here's the bottom line of what's going on this weekend. So let's talk about that. A, tonight we got the Dodgers.
Very exciting. Dodgers St. Louis in
now,
St. Louis.
Now, if you're not a Pod, if you're a Padres fan and not a Dodgers fan, if you're a Padres fan, you should still be a baseball fan, right?
You should be a baseball fan and a California team.
Well, that would be my point. I mean, the team closest to the Padres is the Dodgers.
That's right.
Right? So, I mean, this is not, you're not talking about miles and miles and miles away. Right? Now, that's true on one hand. On the other hand, you're not a hockey or a football fan.
So no, but I am willing, as much as I dislike football, I am willing to absorb what is known as hockey with you and Paul and become a fan.
Okay. Well, Paul's team is doing pretty good. The Avalanche are doing pretty good. The San Diego team this year is not doing very good.
I will not root for a San Diego team. I can't do it.
San Diego hockey team not doing this good. That good this year. They got 0 points in the standing. In fact, they have zero players.
But I've heard about the Ducks, venue. And I may be able to support the Ducks.
I think you can just support the Ducks just because they're fun. I mean, it's a fun thing. And they did the movies, then they got the franchise. Nobody's ever done that before.
And so for the right amount of money, I may be able to support the Red Wings. It is possible.
Well, you can't. No, so you got to pay in to get into that club.
Oh, dang it.
You can't just be a Red Wings fan. What are you thinking? Just ask Paul. There are multi-million different titles. We don't talk about that. Anyway, RoboPaul's running through the hall right here.
Leave my microphone alone, Paul.
That's right. He's got a comment on that. He's got something to say.
He's waving
his Avalanche jersey behind Robo producer right now. Now, also this weekend we have the Chargers are playing on Monday night. Is that correct?
I couldn't tell you.
Playing Monday night, and they're playing in Indianapolis, right? Eska, is that correct?
Paul is shaking his head.
So
yes.
They're playing. Luck is. But playing against our quarterback, right? Wow. How does that look? Who's looking good? Who's looking good on that one, RoboPaul?
Not the Chargers.
Oh, my God.
Actually, 2-point favorite, or 2-point underdogs.
Only two?
Yes,
That's pretty close. Yeah. Really? Philip Rivers and Andrew Luck. That's going to be a pretty interesting game. But the bigger game for football in this station is definitely the Lions and the Browns, because there's like 7 Browns fans, and then there's me. You know what the difference is? I have a microphone live on the air. That's the big difference right there. So you got to root for the Chargers. You got to, and then the Tigers. You got the Tigers playing Boston. The only reason that I think that the Tigers should win is because if you like Boston, you're a traitor to this country.
There are two reasons, David, that I support the Tigers. Reason number one and most important is the fact that Kurt Gibson used to be a Tiger, and he hit one of the all-time greatest Dodger home runs ever.
Yeah, oh, that was unbelievable. That was
reason number two is because should the Dodgers and the Tigers both make it to the World Series,
oh, we'd have such a good
time. Radio show, at least for a week and a half, is going to be legendary.
Oh, it's going to be, it'll be lighting it up every night. I mean, every time there's a game, we'll be lighting it up because it'll be so
Paul is correct. Kurt Gibson was a Tiger first, but where did he end up?
Yeah, he was
Paulie,
a Dodger.
That's right.
He had a good career. So I want everybody to keep aware that we're going to be watching that stuff. But more importantly, for this weekend, I think people should be aware of the following events. Ready? One, no matter what you're planning on doing with your family, no matter what you're planning on doing with your friends, no matter what you're planning on doing with your children or your dog or your cat or with your neighborhood or anything else, including church, you better spend time with the Lord. I don't want to hear, I was so busy this weekend, I couldn't cut 10 minutes out to read my Bible. Do not dare throw that in my direction.
And real quickly, Dave, you know what a lot of people say? Well, you know, they say that they were busy or whatever. If you're on the move, fine. Maybe you don't have a Bible to take with you. They're really cool, and I have a couple of them. There are really cool Bible apps that you can get. And so there's absolutely no excuse.
No, you can now. You can get the Bible on CD for it's like $6 for the whole Bible. I was like, come on, they got so much info on a CD
and
now.
Translations like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, so there's none of that. I don't want to hear that. And you can't tell me they can't cut 10 minutes out to tell the Lord how much you appreciate him and bring to him the connectivity that you need to. Even if you just start the conversation with the Lord by going, I never know what to say, but I do want you to know I appreciate it. I promise you more will follow.
Sincere, that's all the Lord cares about.
That's right. That's right. So that's a bit. How long do we got? Like a minute?
For you, David, we have a minute and a half.
One thing I do want to say, something that somebody brought up to me, and this is, so we talked about that spiritual part. Now I want to talk about this, and this is something that you can helps you learn to identify where people are coming from. Somebody said this to me, and I thought, man, that's more insightful than I think I thought it was. They said, if you want to find out what a person believes, listen to this statement. This is true even for KPRZ. If you want to find out what a person believes without them telling you directly what they believe, find out what media they're into. That was a very interesting statement. So let's say you're a person. So what do you listen to? KPRZ. You're a Christian. You're most likely a Christian, probably a little more conservative than not. What kind of media are you into? I like MSNBC. Okay, this person thinks every Republican's a moron. You see what I'm saying? You can almost identify it by the outlet. Right?
True.
This is why you want to stay current with Jesus and not with the world. Because every one of these places that we go, now as much as I enjoy Fox News and I enjoy Fox News, and every one of these places has an agenda and a slant, period. On this show, our agenda is simple. We want to encourage a relationship with God and help build the kingdom of God piece by giving tools of encouragement and by having that life. But we tell people that. But we're not hiding that. There's no hidden agenda. That's what we do. That, and because they also had to find a place for me, and I wasn't doing so good as a receptionist. That, too. Brittany's a very good receptionist. Me on the other
hand. He's excellent.
Yeah. I'm not very good. Especially when you answer the
phone.
You answer the phone, you go, what do you want? That's not a very good thing to do for a radio station, is it? I don't think so. And then the other thing, I answer the phone, I go, Domino's Pizza. They don't like that either. I don't know why.
And you don't deliver, do you?
No. I think it's funny. Anyway, all right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to take a 70-hour break, and when we come back on Monday, oh, man, we got the screw tape letters. We got all this stuff taking place. There's a lot of stuff going to be happening. We come back on Monday. You join us because then we can just be nutty together. See you in 70.